believe that he's poured out upon us abundantly again. I know he has for myself. It's been a busy week. It's been a long week just in the last 2 days. I'm just not getting any younger. I know that. I see that after having a lock-in with teenagers up in Anderson. I'm fully aware that I'm not getting any younger. Harder and harder to recover from those. You know, some of these teens that were there at the lock-in, they just seem to bounce back, but the bounce is all gone. But it is good to be in God's house, and I anticipate what he would have for us this morning. I want to do things just perhaps a little bit different today, and would apologize to these that are up front, especially the organist and the pianist, as they get to sit on a very comfortable seat this morning. But the other day I was in the house. You've done it, I'm sure. You've seen it. But I was in the bedroom and the light was shining in that little, what do you call it, odd-shaped window anyway. Is it called a hexagon window or something or other? And the light was shining right in there. And when that light comes in just at the right angle, you can notice all that dust. Did you ever do that? You got over here just right with that light shining in this direction. You can probably see dust particles floating pretty good in the air this morning. And to think that we breathe that. Brother and Sister Gordon are over here. I'm sure they're saying, yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah, we breathe all that stuff. About makes you want to wear a face mask all the time so you don't have to breathe all that in. You know, it's just, it's almost disgusting when you see it, especially if it's a real dry day, you haven't had rain for a while, and the extra dust is in the air. Several years ago, I tried my hand at selling rainbow sweepers. Have you ever seen a rainbow sweeper? Some of you have seen rainbow sweepers. Boy, they're the best thing on the market. I'm not going to try to sell you one this morning, but for every salesman that goes around trying to sell rainbow sweepers, somewhere in their little bag of stuff, they have a light. And they'll plug that light in when they get your vacuum out. And, of course, they want to tell you how bad your vacuum is, how horrible the filter system, how much dust it's creating back into the air. And so as they're talking about how bad your vacuum is, I don't care if it's an Electrolux or a Hoover or whatever it is, they can fiddle around with that thing and point out all these problems, and then they plug that vacuum in and plug in their light, and they shine the light down across that vacuum just at a right angle. When he flips that switch on the sweeper, it blows out a big puff of dust. He's been in there playing around with it. And blows out that big puff of dust. Oh, see, look how bad this thing is. And then he'll plug in the rainbow and shine that down there. And, oh, you know, this is so much better. We have air filters all around us. You don't really see the dust until the light's shining just right. But we're still breathing it, whether you can see it or not. It's still there, whether we can visibly understand it's there or not. Wednesday night we heard some good things about worship. And unless we do something about what we've heard, it'll just become church rhetoric. I mentioned that little cliche a couple of weeks ago. We are in danger. You and I have a big danger of filling ourselves up with church rhetoric, because it's the thing to do. It's the thing to say. It's just part of our lives. We can become habitual in what we're saying and in what we're doing. And unless we actually see the dust that hinders our worship, it very well might be that it's just going to continue to hinder our worship. You say, well, dust, what do you mean dust in our spiritual worship? I'm simply saying that there's distractions that would hinder us in worship. And we may not see them until, like Wednesday night, we heard some pretty plain speaking about the dust. No, she didn't use that word, but the distractions. What are distractions? What are your distractions this morning? What do you come to church with today that could distract you in worship? People? We're not going to get rid of the dust. We're not going to get rid of people. We don't want to in that sense. But people can distract us. Little things that take place can distract us. Happenings, problems, sadnesses, tests. There's so many things that can distract us in our endeavor or our attempt to worship. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 6 is a familiar verse to you. Jesus is talking about prayer. The basic context here of this scripture is public prayer versus private prayer. And the verse goes something like this, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet." I realize the context there is as I said, public versus private prayer. Prayer isn't just to be prayed when we're in front of people or on the street corner where we can get a lot of attention. But prayer, the real true essence of prayer comes from being alone. When nobody sees, nobody knows what's going on, but you're simply praying, you're seeking God's face. And many preachers, many of us have taken that verse and carried it over, and we've titled messages time and time again, "When the door is shut," or "Enter into thy closet." And we've taken that verse and we've used it as a basis to support a belief or an idea that when we pray, it takes an effort on our part to get the door closed because there's so many distractions. And I'm not knocking that part of the idea there. I think we may be stretching the context, but I think it's of necessity that we understand it that way too. Because there are things that we have to shut the door on when we're praying. But I also think that it carries over to us in our spiritual worship that we have to shut the door. You see, there's always going to be dust around us. Doesn't matter if you use a HEPA filter or any other kind of something filter, there's going to be some dust that's floating around. He's given us a built-in filter for our bodies that'll somewhat filter out a good portion of that dust. I guess he did that because he knew that we're supposed to be toiling by the sweat of our brow. We're going to be out there in amongst the dust. So we build in, you know, we have filters for our furnaces. We have filters for the engines that we run, whether it's our car, truck, or lawnmower. You know, we have filters for all of that stuff. But the filter that we have for our spiritual worship isn't something that is tangible, isn't something that we can just plug in or pull out and rinse off and then put back in. It's something that we have to work on ourselves. It's something that we have to construct ourselves. Something that we have to put together ourselves. When we laugh at some kid's antic, some child's antic in church, not only are we allowing ourselves to be distracted in our worship, but we're probably also hindering somebody else in their attempt to worship. You say, "Well, why are you bringing all this to us this morning? We heard enough about it Wednesday night." I know that if we don't put things into practice, what we've heard, then it becomes church rhetoric. It just simply becomes something boring and meaningless to us. But when we apply ourselves, when we allow ourselves to give diligence to what we have heard and what we have learned, so that we don't let them slip, as the scripture writer warns us of, then we can be better doing what we are supposed to be doing. But if we allow them to slip, then we're really no better off than what we were, even though God would like for us to improve. He said, "Well, my worship is already perfect." Well, perhaps you need to stop and just take notice. and allow the light from heaven to shine a little bit better on the dust in our lives so that we can understand how we can improve. Because I believe that we do. We can improve. We do need improvement. So as we come to service this morning, let's push aside all the dust. Pull the blind on the light that may be making the dust more visible to us. And we see all of the things, we feel all the things, the conversations of the past week, the problems of the past week. Whatever it might be that would distract us from worship today, just to push them aside and allow us to focus on breathing clean air that God wants us to breathe in worship this morning. Father in heaven, we want so much to feel your presence.